Good evening.
Good evening.
Parashat HaShavu, Tetzaveh. Okay. One of the interesting, there are a lot of interesting things in our parasha, but one of the very interesting things is that the whole parasha is talking about things that Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to do or to order others how to do and himself to do. But when we try and look and find out if he's mentioned in the parasha, we will find out that it's not even mentioned once. The name of Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned. Yes, is not mentioned at all in our parasha, and it's very obvious that we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not like this parasha was chosen to take his name out for a reason, because it's so many times that we talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and he's not there.
Your brother.
There is no doubt about it that we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, because Aaron had only one brother, which is Moshe. So the question, of course, is why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned in this parasha?
Well, Aaron.
We know
Aaron.
He asked Hashem that if he punished the Am Israel, he will raise my name.
Raise my name. Okay, why this parasha? You've got a very nice answer. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Mecheinina misifrecha asher katavta." We're talking about after the golden calf, Am Yisrael sinned. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to destroy Am Yisrael." So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "If you
destroy
Am Yisrael, please mark me out of your book." So this is Moshe Rabbeinu, a great leader. And we say that Tzaddik, even if he says something in a condition, even if the condition is not there or it doesn't happen, still whatever he says has to come true. That's the power of speech, especially if it's a Tzaddik. So in other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, I didn't, Baruch Hashem, destroy Am Yisrael, but still you said to mark you out of the book, so at least I'll mark you out for one parsha.
Why?
But the question is, why this parsha and not other parsha?
And why did God listen to him as well?
What do you mean?
To Moshe, what did he say?
That's exactly the point. A tzaddik, when he says something, it has to happen. So, okay, he didn't mark him out of the whole book, but he took him out of Parashat Tetzaveh. And the question is, why Parashat Tetzaveh? Okay. Why Parashat Tetzaveh? There are a few reasons. One of the reasons is that when we look at the Goyim, the whole festivals they have and all those holidays they've got, they are connected to the... To whom? To the prophet and not to God.
Jesus.
If it's Jesus, it's our... When he was born... When he died, where he went, if it's Muhammad, where he hang his horse.
When he went on.
Yes. So, in other words, everything is around him and not the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And our tradition is different. For us, it doesn't matter who it is. We have a direct connection to God and we don't worship nobody except God. And we don't do a special holiday because Moshe Rabbeinu was born at that or other time. And this parasha falls always on the week of 7 Be'Adar, which is the day which Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died. So, Dafka this week is not mentioned to tell us that we don't do celebration because of the birth or the death of the leader of the prophet. We don't do a whole balagan around him because we do a balagan only for God. So this is why at the same week that he was born, he's not mentioned in the parasha. But of course everybody is asking, this is very good now that we read the whole book in 1 year. But in the old times, they used to read the whole book in 3 years. So it didn't follow the same date. And okay, so it's we can say, okay, at that time, whatever it was, today, for everything, there is a reason. But there is another reason. And first of all, a very simple reason. Because here in our parsha, if Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mentioned in a different parsha, so you could say, okay, maybe it's not once he approached him, twice he approached him. It's not so big deal that he wasn't mentioned. But in our parsha, he's mentioned every minute, if you look at it. ואתה תצווה ואתה אקרב אליך ועשית בגדי קודש ואתה תדבר and everything is ואתה and you and do and thee and this is mentioned so many times and so many times is not mentioned. In other words, the Torah wanted to show us that though he's mentioned so many times in the parsha, his name is not there. And there's other thing. If you remember when Moshe Rabbeinu was being sent to save Am Yisrael and take them out of Egypt, he had a whole argument with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this argument took place for 7 days. And one of the things he said, send with the Aaron. Why do you want me to do the job? Aaron is there with them. And, you know, it's quite reasonable, because he said, first of all, Aaron is the firstborn. Is older than Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Aaron is there in the, with Am Yisrael, with all the tzuras they've got. And he is the leader. Now, somebody comes from outside. He was raised up in the palace of Pharaoh. And then he went around the desert being a shepherd. And now, suddenly, he comes and he's the savior. And Aaron, who did the whole dirty job, is... How we say, the Kushi asai shelo, a Kushi achol alechet. The Kushi did his job, now he can go. And so, what's wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu is saying? The thing is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, you do it. You don't argue with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he was punished. What was his punishment? Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, you know, you were supposed to be not only the king, not only the prophet, but also the high priest. But because of what you did, the high priest is going to be your brother. So in our parsha is happening. And the Torah is telling us.
Yeah. Take your brother hug.
Yes.
Put in the clothes.
Ve'ata akrev elecha et Aaron achicha ve'et banav ito. So because that in our parsha is being punished for what he was arguing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in the same parsha is also not mentioned. So now we have a few reasons. Another thing, when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, we have to understand a very important point. When Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, send with the Aaron, I'm not suitable to do the job, and you have Aaron there. And you know, it's only fair that after all the dirty work he did, that he is going to be also the savior. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling him, you are the savior, you are going to go there. And not only this, Aaron is going to come and welcome you. Ve'ra'acha ve'samach belibo. And when he sees you, he will be happy. So happy that it was happiness from inside, from his heart. Which is telling us that Aaron not only didn't care about Moshe taking his job after not even being there with all the problems, and is also the younger brother, he loved the idea. He was happy about it.
With his brother.
Yes. So let's think. What is Moshe Rabbeinu thinking when he is taking Aaron and giving him the job of being the high priest? Is Moshe Rabbeinu doing it with happiness, or maybe is he sad?
Happiness.
Of course he's happy.
Sure.
So what punishment is there? There's no punishment here. So what are we talking about? What's the idea behind it? The thing is, the idea is it's very, very important to understand who Moshe and Aaron are. There is a famous Tehillim Perek that says, Ine matov umanaim shevet achim gam yachad. We all know this. I don't think there's any Jewish person in the whole world, religious, not religious, in everybody knows it. Now, who do we talk here?
Brothers.
What brothers?
Moshe and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know till now.
I don't know. We're talking about every Jew.
The truth is that we're talking about every Jew.
That's right.
That every Jew should be like Moshe and Aaron.
That's by the way,
another interesting point. Because if I don't want to mention, yes. If I don't want to mention Moshe, yes, I didn't have to say ve'ata tetzave. I could say tzav. Order Am Israel to do this. I didn't need to put in you going to order. You, we don't need it. Because we can say the same thing without using the verb you.
That means subject you, not the
verb. The subject. Because it's tzav. Order them. Not you order them. We don't need the you. So what is the you for? What is va'ata for? And as we said.
It's
to show that it's
Moshe. It's to emphasize.
No, I can show it Moshe if I don't use that. If I say Tzavet Bnei Israel.
Command.
Command Am Yisrael. So it's also very clear that it is Moshe. The thing is that the Torah is trying to tell us that Ve'ata means each one of us. Mm. It's not only Moshe. Moshe is a symbol. The real truth is that each one of us has to order himself and his family and the people around us, all those he's got influence on, to do the same job that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. It's our job. It's not a story about Moshe Rabbeinu ordering Am Yisrael to do this. It's us.
Am Yisrael.
So, in other words, when we are looking at this in this way, we understand what is inem atovum naim shevet achim gam yachad? Yes, shevet achim gam yachad. We're talking about all Am Yisrael. It's not Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron are the symbol. And what symbol are they? So it says in this perek Tehilim, keshemen atov al harosh, like the good oil on the head. Goes down on the beard, Yared al Zakan, Zakan Aaron, the beard of Aaron, that goes like it's a long beard, Yared al Pimidotav. And here also we have a problem. Al Zakan, Zakan. We've got beard twice. You could say, Keshemen Atov, Yared al Zakan Aaron, that goes down on the beard of Aaron. What is twice Zakan?
The two brothers?
And what is the first Zakan? Moshe. Again, not mentioned. Yes. So one Zakan is Moshe, and the other Zakan is Aaron. Okay. So what do we try to tell us? It's also two Zakanim. Okay.
Three.
No, we're talking about two now. We'll come to three. We'll talk about me.
Okay.
So now let's see what's happening here. What was exactly happening? What's the? Why do we need two beards there? What is David HaMelech trying to tell us? So, here in the parsha, he takes Aaron, and what does he do? He takes the oil and pours it on Aaron to nominate him to be the high priest, and he puts it on the beard. But while he do this, while he does this, he feels that the oil is on
his
beard. But it's not on his beard. It's on his brothers. But they were so close that they felt together the same thing. It's like twins.
Like
sometimes
twins.
Something happens to one of the twins and he doesn't have to be in the same place.
No.
And the other twin feels it. So now we try. Now we're starting to understand what this is all about.
A bond.
This is exactly. It's not talking about two brothers. It's not talking about just another relationship between Am Yisrael. It's talking about a special relationship. We have to feel each other. Inem atov umanaim shevet achim gam yachad. How? Like Moshe and Aaron. And this is ve'ata. Each one of us has to go and try to achieve this thing, which is not easy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
As I write on the Shabbos page, where, you know, talking about being together and being a part of the whole, it's very easy to talk about. But the real truth is, then when you open the paper, and you open the radio, and you open the television, what do you see? Dirt. Dirt. This guy did this and this. Like this. For example, we had here in Ranana somebody who was blamed of a lot of things. It's going on for, I think, a few years already.
And they
lately
said that it's not.
Lately, he is being, let's say, how do you say, he's
vindicated.
Yes, and no, did you see it in any paper?
Yeah, I saw it in
which one?
I just saw it on, you know, Dati Leading Ramana. He writes Aryeh Friedman, so they wrote that.
Did you see it anywhere else?
No.
All those papers that wrote and talked about it for weeks.
The legal thing is still
for weeks. The point is, they ruined him. The point is, they ruined a person, and they executed him with no trial. And now, when they found out that they dropped the charges, nobody is talking about it. You killed the man. You finished him off.
And
now you find out that there's nothing behind it.
So they don't want to revive him.
It's
to come to revive again.
It could bring up.
Unfortunately, it's not. I'm talking about him as an example.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
It happens today. You see the Prime Minister of Bibi Netanyahu.
Yeah.
I'm not going into the issue. He did. He didn't. He said. It's so ugly.
Yes.
It's so nasty.
When
you know, you look at the television and you see they're so happy.
Yeah.
You think, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
They deal with his wife. They deal with his son. This is disgusting.
But personally for everybody else, that's also. And for the whole Jewish people.
And the Torah is telling us. And the Torah is telling us. That that's not the way. That's not the way. If we want to build a Mishkan for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to be together. What is Tetzaveh? What is Tetzaveh? What is a mitzvah? What is a mitzvah?
A commandment comes from Tzaveh.
And what else can I put with Tetzaveh?
Tzaveh is not Tzav, order.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mitzvah comes from
Mitzvah, Tzivui. But I will tell you something very interesting. There is another word in Hebrew that is connected to Mitzvah, to Tetzaveh, and it is Tzavta. You know what Tzavta is? Beyachad. Together. Yes?
Savta.
Liot betzavta. In Vav. With a Vav. Like mitzvah. Savta.
But it finishes in an Aleph or a Hey? Savta.
The
Hey. It
finishes
in a
Hey.
No, Aleph, I think. Doesn't matter. It's not matter. The idea is very simple.
Yes. Savta.
So, in other words, now we start to understand what is the idea.
Tzevet.
Yeah, exactly. Tzevet. What is Tzevet?
Tzevet is...
So in other words, we know that Hebrew is not just another language. And if there is something similar to a certain word that we use, it means that there is an inner meaning. In other words, what is the reason for all the mitzvahs?
To
connect us, to be betzavta. In other words, to do a mitzvah is to get closer to God and closer to our community, to our people. This is a mitzvah. This is ve'ata tetzaveh. You will tell them about the mitzvahs and you will also explain to them what is the idea behind it. And this is why there is nobody that can do all the mitzvahs by himself. Nobody. Impossible. From very simple reason. A Kohen has got his own job. A Levi has got his own job. And Israel has got his own job. And it doesn't matter if you know the other side job, you still cannot do this. Because the Torah tells you, if you are Israel, you cannot do the job of a Kohen. Yeah, but I'm very qualified. I can do the same thing that a Kohen is doing. Why? Only you can do this? I can also do this. Here, see? I can also do this. What's the problem? So tomorrow, you sit in my seat, I'll go and bench the people. What's wrong with it?
And I'll leave you to wash the hands and the...
Yes, why not? But the Torah is telling us that's not the way it works. Every and each one of us got his own mission, his own duty, his own talent, his own... And that's his Exakita idea. The Torah is telling us, you know, you and you, ve'ata, 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 each one of us is going to do his own job for everybody. And that's the only way you can do the whole mitzvahs. So how do you build a Mishkan? How do you build a Mikdash? Together. Only together. You cannot build it by yourself. You need each one of Am Yisrael to be in it. To be together. You know, the other day, I blessed my son, Netanel. I told him, Shefa bracha ve'atzlacha. And he blessed me too. Oh, so to you, my father. Shefa bracha ve'atzlacha. And then I thought to myself, 1 minute. Who am I really blessing? If I'm blessing my son to be very successful, who am I blessing?
Yourself.
Myself. Now we are in the same business. So who am I blessing now?
Yourself, most.
Now, think about it. If we will understand that each one of us is in the same business, and I'm blessing you means that I am blessing myself. Is it not going to be easier? And maybe we will, through this idea, maybe approach this thing in a different way that will help us to love each other. If we will really understand that we are not only relatives, we are also in the same business. Working God, worshiping God, is the job of Am Israel. And we all in the same thing. How nice could it be if we could put this in this proportion, unfortunately, as we see, to put dirt on somebody, very quickly. To talk good, open the paper. Tell me, do accounting. How many good things you read in the paper, and how many bad things? Well, we all know the result.
Every morning they have on the program that I watch 5 sibot that today is a good day.
Ah, yes, there is?
Yeah, it's...
What's this program?
In the morning, Avri Gilad...
What is this Tzadikin's Dome?
Avri Gilad, and it was Hila Kor, and at one time, sometimes Moti, what's his name, is on Kedar. The program. Kedar is on the program. And every day they give, what channel? 13. And they're on from... And they're at 7 o'clock after the news, 5 really sibot that today is a good day. And really some
and
interesting thing.
It.
Yeah, they find.
Yeah.
It's not a problem to find.
That's cute.
There is a lot of good going on. There is a lot, exactly. There is a lot of good going on.
Yes. If they get too much good in a newspaper, the paper closes down, but nobody will buy it. They're looking for the dirt and
that's the problem. That's the problem. We are interested not in the good, but in the bad.
And the ugly.
And that's a question we should ask ourselves. Is this the right way? Is this the right way? No.
Doreen has a cousin who writes the silver pamphlet. Only good things.
Baruch Hashem. But you see, we're talking about this here, and everybody's amazed. Yes? What? 5 good things every morning? What, he's talking about good things? Who is interested?
Regina,
they're
fine.
Who cares about it? We want to hear that. We want to hear what's happening between Netanyahu and who took bribe and who bribed who and who stole and who killed. That's what we want to hear.
How many cigars he smoked?
I sit down to read the newspaper and I don't feel it.
Did you tell a story about these horrible men about the on Friday night or I think all gathered in, you know, at the table and when they talk about one gets up and they talk about their grandchild and then the other one can't wait to listen to them because they want to talk about their grandchild. But if it's something, you know, sort of bad, they let this man go the whole night. If he's talking about politics and things, he can go on the whole night. No one will interrupt. It's news. Did you tell us that?
Huh?
I don't know what you're talking.
Anyway, talking about one of the big problems that we have is talking about atava, atava, atava as an individual. And sometimes, you know, we do things that we regret. And sometimes those things we do is because others are doing them and we want to be like them. Or others told us certain things and we changed our way of thinking because of what they told us. And it happens in life. It says, I read this article about a guy who was helping elderly people in an old age home, and he was curious to know if they have regrets about the way they live their life. And one of the answers he got a lot was that people regret about doing what others expected them to do. He says, if I could go back, I would do what I want to do, and not what others expected me to do. And it's very interesting to think about it. And how true it is. We are influenced by other people. And it's not always the good thing for us.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that this is not the way. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's not easy because we are surrounded with it. But that's what God is asking us. I want you to be together. I want you to do the mitzvahs in order to be together. To love each other, to see the good in others, not the bad, and to do your own job. Ve'ata, ve'ata, ve'ata. There are so many jobs here, so many things to do. If one will do the same thing, everybody will do the same thing, what's going to happen? Okay, I want to build the pillars of the Mishkan. I also want to do it. I also, everybody's going to build the pillars of the Mishkan. And what's with the other parts?
It won't be anything else.
Won't be anything.
Pillars.
You will have a lot of pillars, exactly, but nothing else. And that's exactly the point. To understand, when we're talking here about building the Mishkan, the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, and all those things, it's really a lesson for us. For example, talking about clothes. We're talking here about the clothes of Kohen Gadol and the other Kohanim. And we all know that sometimes we are like, clothes? Don't look at the guy how he looks, look at what's inside. So are the clothes important or are they not?
Clothes make it important.
They are important, apparently.
Well, they're both important. Obviously what's in the clothes is more important than the clothes. There's no question.
But it's what's inside.
When you first meet somebody,
your impressions of the clothes, not with what's inside.
No, but the clothes with the Kohen have.
You, clothes.
You know, clothes by the on the Kabbalah, clothes is a very important issue. And it's so important that this is what you, how you when you're going to stand in front of God, it's the clothes that make you.
Yeah.
What do I mean? What is
first appearance?
What is clothes? It's something I put on me, and it's the way how I look.
Yeah.
The problem is, when they say "Al tistakel bakankan ela ma sheyesh bo," that if I'm dressed in a certain way, I should be the same inside. So Chazal tell us, don't look at the clothes, look if they are suitable to what's inside the guy. Because sometimes somebody looks like a great rabbi, but inside is so rotten that it's unbelievable. So you have to be very careful. In other words, clothes are important. What is Yaakov asking when he goes away? Shakadosh Baruch Hu iten li lechem le'chol ve'beged l'ilbosh. We say on Shabbos, el nekamot Hashem, el nekamot ofia. Hashem, no, 1 minute. No. Hold on. How does it go in? After Mizmor Yom Shabbat. Hashem Malach, Geut Lavesh, Lavesh Hashem Oz Itazar. Hashem Malach, God is the king. Hashem Malach is the hand. What is Hashem Malach? Again. Does it go? Just give me a siddur.
A senior moment.
Yeah.
Ah,
my siddur is here.
Also,
Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh Lavesh Hashem Oz Itazar. Hashem. What is Geut Lavesh Lavesh? What is Lavesh? God put clothes on himself. What's the meaning of it? We say it all the time. What does it mean?
Good question.
What's Gayet?
Lavesh. Lavesh is
Lilvosh.
Geut. Geut. Geut is pride. Yes. What's the meaning of it? God, when we can we see God?
No.
No. Is God seeing us?
Yes.
Of course. So how do we see God?
In their minds.
From the deeds. The deeds are the clothes of God. So it says, Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh. When we see the deeds of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we can see God. So we see God through the clothes.
No.
So, yes.
Everything.
Which is the clothes of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Malach, Geut, Lavesh, Lavesh, Hashem, Ozit Azar. So in other words, David HaMelech is telling us that how do we see God? Through what he wears. In other words, the deeds that Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing are his clothes. And it's the only way I can see him. So clothes are important. Very important. Here we see the Kohen Gadol.
The whole Torah has clothing. It's Joseph's clothing. It's Abraham. And what's Adam?
Geut Lavesh, Lavesh Shem was Israel. So in other words,
they start from Adam and Eve.
That's the Rashar here. She said, Lavesh, Lavesh. And you see, it's twice. You have to understand, clothes are very important. And we see it in the Parsha. The Kohen Gadol, the clothes, and the whole thing around it. In the details.
What is Asti's desire?
Ozitazar.
Ozitazar.
Strength.
So the clothes made you strong? This is what it is?
It depends what clothes you wear.
That's right.
That's exactly the point. Yeah. It depends what clothes you wear. If the clothes you wear are mitzvahs, so of course you get power. In other words, we all know that when you dressed well, you feel well. If you dressed you feel shlochi, especially women, no?
Yes.
Okay. So, but also men. Don't worry about it. Also men.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to be dressed properly.
I think when they stop forcing teachers to dress properly and said you're not allowed to tell them to dress, you're not allowed to tell children to dress.
We see the results. We see the results. We see the results.
That's why they have uniforms.
We see the results. They say that when Eliezer came to bring a wife for Yitzchak, Rivka, so he brought clothes with him. So everybody, I think the Rebbe Migur asked, how could he bring clothes? Does he know her size? How can you bring her clothes?
One size fits all.
how can he do? So he said a very interesting thing. He brought them clothes to see the way you dress in Avram house. The modesty of the clothes. And because clothes are important. They say a Talmud Chacham who goes with dirt on his shirt, mitchayev mita.
He's a bad impression.
Not only but he is entitled to be killed. Mitchayev mita.
Never heard of that.
Mitchayev mita.
So
it's not good.
Yeah, it's not.
Because you are representative of something. Mm-hmm. So if you look, if you see a Talmid Chacham in the street, a rabbi, you see a great rabbi, and he's all dirty, what would you think?
Busha v'chelpa. Yes, not good things.
But if I'm seeing dressed nicely, that's a rav. That's how a rav supposed to look.
On the other hand,
what's going on
inside?
You've
got to be careful because...
Exactly, so it goes together.
It goes together, but it's... You're supposed to set an example to your people.
Yes.
And some people that look... On the outside.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. Exactly, that's what we're saying.
Inside,
it's not only the clothes.
But that's doing a mitzvah. It's doing a,
you know, years ago, a firm here in Israel wanted to do a joint venture with the Jap-